Many of you watching may already know that during certain moments, such as the consecration of the Eucharist in Mass, the priest is considered to be in persona Christi, acting not on his own behalf, but as a representative of Christ. Well, today we'll explore first-hand accounts that testify to the truth of Christ's presence during Mass. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Before we continue, we want to express our heartfelt gratitude to those who already walk this path as protected children of Padre Pio. Your quiet faithfulness is a living reminder that spiritual family is real. And perhaps this message is meeting you at a moment when your faith feels tested, when the weight you carry is known only to God. Becoming a protected child of Padre Pio is not simply about supporting this channel. It's about anchoring your own spiritual life more deeply. It's about placing your intentions, your family, and your hidden struggles under His spiritual care and protection. Your name and intentions are remembered in regular Holy Masses. A blessed image of Saint Padre Pio and a certificate mark your place within this prayer family. You don't have to walk alone. Take that step today. Join us through the link below. Today's stories are sourced from the book Padre Pio, The Unknown Miracles of the Stigmatized Saint by José María Zavala. Within its pages, we discover fascinating accounts describing Padre Pio's Mass. The author interviewed three priests, close friends of Padre Pio, who testified to witnessing the merging of our suffering Lord with Padre Pio during Mass. So without further ado, let's dive into the first account as recounted by Father Paolo Covino. It was a holy event, he said, referring to Padre Pio's Mass. Just 2 minutes after Padre Pio opened the church doors, maximum silence reigned. He would take off his gloves and hand them over to me. Then he would ring the bell. During the Mass, when he chanted the Mea Culpa through my fault, Padre Pio would strike his chest so hard that it could be heard throughout the church, as if he were the greatest sinner in the world. He then describes what he witnessed Padre Pio experiencing. During the celebration, Padre Pio was scourged and crowned with thorns. In communion, he died. 20 minutes later, he would bless all the faithful and return to the sacristy, where I would return the gloves to him. So, as we just heard, Father Paolo testified that Padre Pio was literally going through the agony of Calvary. And may I remind you, this is precisely what the Mass is, a reliving of Calvary. During Mass, the sacrifice of Christ is made present in the here and now. To emphasize this further, let's have a listen to what Father Piorino Galeone shared. At Padre Pio's Mass, I saw Jesus. I often assisted Padre Pio when he celebrated. On one occasion, before giving communion, while still at the altar, he turned around and I could see Jesus. He was there, in person, to administer communion. I never asked Padre Pio how such a miracle happened. I simply understood that it was Jesus whom I had seen. I was enchanted to see Padre Pio giving communion, as his face transformed into incredible beauty. He then continues, "Initially, the Mass lasted 2.5 hours. The longest time was for communion. During the consecration, he shared in the sufferings of Jesus. In communion, a change of life occurred. The priest gave his life to Jesus, and Jesus returned it to him. I live dead, Padre Pio would say, and he would add, I don't even know how I am alive. Furthermore, Father Vincenzo da Casacalenda also testified to this mysterious transformation of Padre Pio during the consecration. He shared, on his face, there was no reflection of some radiant splendor or supernatural power that one might expect. Rather, it gave an impression of pain, of intense suffering. He was slow in all his movements, natural in all his gestures, measured in his readings. His attitudes were always moderate. No one tired of looking at him. Now, I simply love the following description Father Vincenzo shared. It seems like Padre Pio had been tailor-made, neither more nor less, to celebrate the Holy Mass. He then continues, after the elevation and consecration, something truly unusual could be observed on his face. We didn't know what, but something had happened there. Many ended up commenting to each other, but it looks like Jesus himself. And they all continued to be attentive, without blinking, as if suspended, half withdrawn from this world and immersed in the contemplation of something they did not see, yet they perceived its existence. The author, José María Zavala, draws a profound conclusion. Padre Pio united with Christ in the Eucharistic sacrifice. He became a living icon of the crucified Christ. Crucified with Christ, it was no longer he who lived, but Christ who lived in him. The crucified Christ became visibly present in Padre Pio, who lent him his voice, hands, and heart. All the extraordinary events that happened and continue to happen through Padre Pio are a visible and resounding work of the living Jesus. They serve as proof that Jesus truly rose from the dead and is genuinely present among us. If Padre Pio were not modeled by Christ, how could one explain the sufferings reflected on his face, the contractions of his body, and his efforts to rise after genuflections, as if the weight of the cross overwhelmed him? And what about the prolonged ecstasies and raptures, transporting him away from this chaotic world? Anyone who has attended the famous Mass of Padre Pio can never forget it. So vivid was the impression of overcoming all distance of time and space between the altar and Calvary. So let us be reminded that the Mass is not merely a reenactment. It's a sacred moment where Christ is with us, offering his body and blood for our spiritual nourishment. May this understanding deepen our reverence and awe each time we participate in the holy celebration of the Mass. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.